All right. Luckily, I have a guest to get to, but I'll double back to all of that, I'm sure. We are joined right now by an Atlanta Brave, and he is off to an amazing start. 3-for-6 with a home run and 3 runs batted in yesterday's win over San Francisco. A club record 5 home runs in his first 9 MLB games, hitting .389. 5 home runs, 12 runs batted in since that call-up. Made his Major League debut on May 15th. He was the 41st pick overall back in 2015. The Braves are a game and a half out of first in the NL East. They're at St. Louis tonight, 8:15 p.m. Eastern. Austin Riley is my guest. Austin, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's great to have you. I got to ask you about yesterday. So you're coming off that win in 13 innings. As I mentioned, Austin, you went 3-for-6. You had the game-tying home run in the 8th. You drove in the go-ahead run on the top of the 13th. How much of a blast was yesterday?
And it was awesome. To hit the home run to tie it up, and then, you know, to hit the game-running RBI was just, you know, kind of icing on the cake. To help my team win, and that's what it's all about, and I was happy I was able to do that.
Austin Riley, my guest. Listen, one day at a time, I get that, but no player in club history has reached 5 home runs as quickly as you have, at least in the live ball era. When you consider all the great players who put on that uniform, what's it like when you hear that you've done something that nobody else ever has?
It's kind of incredible. It really hadn't sank in. I really feel like, things are going so fast. It's going to be one of those things when I look back, down the road, that's when I appreciate it most. But, like you said, the guys that have come through here, Chipper Jones, all those guys, to be in one of those kind of ranks, it's unbelievable, and I'm very thankful.
Austin Riley, my guest, to be mentioned like that's amazing. I would imagine when you get into a situation like the one you're in right now, Austin, you probably just kind of want to fit in. But your teammates already are raving. As an example, reliever Luke Jackson said after yesterday's game, quote, "It was a great team win," and the human cheat code himself, Austin Riley, just doing it day in and day out. Catcher Tyler Flowers said, quote, "I mean, he can hit. I think we can see that already. He can hit. Nothing else to say. He can hit," end of quote. And it goes on and on. What's it like to hear that kind of respect from your current teammates already?
It's kind of, welcoming, and that comfort level is just because, like you said, I'm a rookie, kind of, like you said, just wanting to fit in, kind of want to be, not in the picture, just kind of, fly on the wall kind of thing. And to be able to perform, and for them to say that means a lot, just to going forward, to to kind of have that trust, when I am at the plate, whether I'm at third, left field, they trust me, trust that I'm gonna get the job done.
Austin, the story itself also about the call-up is pretty amazing. I want to underline that. I mean, this all went down. Last Tuesday, you were playing for Gwinnett. You're on the road in Buffalo. There's an injury with the big league club. Your manager, Damon Berryhill, is trying to find you, but he can't reach you. Eventually, he calls one of your teammates. He tracks you down in a hotel room. Like, lay that out for me. How did that all go down, and what do you remember about hearing you were getting that call-up finally?
So, after the game, there was really talk around the players saying, hey, Ender come out of the game. They were like, Riley, it's your turn. I'm like, you never know. So I went back to the hotel, and I got a new phone number this past offseason, and I guess my manager had my old phone number because I was just sitting on my phone talking to, after the game. I always call my dad. We talk about the game. And then – it was me and Colby Allard, my roommate. We were sitting in Bryce Wilson's room, just chatting, whatever. And he gets a phone call. Colby does, and he's like, "Hey, Riley, it's Damon." And then Damon's like, "Hey, man, you're going to the league, grass, blah blah blah. Next time I call you, you better answer the phone." And I was like, "I'm on my phone. I don't know why I missed it." And I ended up having my old number, but it's crazy. It happened quick and, kind of a blur.
Those stories are great. I love it. Austin Riley joining us. I'm glad you mentioned your dad. Like, I can kind of relate on some weird level, Austin, because I've got a couple of kids who play baseball. My older son played through his senior year in high school. My younger son still plays travel ball. I can only imagine, and I get such a kick out of talking to my kids about ball, I can only imagine what it's like for you to talk to your dad. You learned the game from your dad, Mike, when you were growing up in Mississippi. So what was it like to work on the game with him, and what did you learn from him back in the day?
It was the biggest thing is, you know, always the biggest, you know, lesson he ever taught me was always stay even keel, no matter the good days, no matter the bad days. You know, he never, you know, gave me the big head, you know, never hammered me when things were going bad, but, you know, he let me know whenever things weren't, you know, going right. And, you know, that was the biggest thing he, you know, he always preached was, you know, this game, it's a game of failure, and, you know, you just got to take it day by day, whether it's good or bad. You just got to kind of ride that level plane. And, you know, that's kind of the biggest thing I took from him. You know, he was my only hitting coach growing up. You know, he taught me how to hit. I still hit the same way, you know, I did when I was 10. Never really changed much. And I, you know, give him all the credit in the world.
Dude, that's incredible. That's incredible in the sense that, like, when my kids were growing up, you know, at some point I've got to hand them over to somebody else who's more technically inclined than I am, who's got more knowledge than I do, and I understand this, and I see the progress they make. Isn't that amazing? Like, everything you learned or the stuff you learned from him, and you still hit the same way. He's still your go-to guy, right?
Yeah, he is, for sure. You know, there's also, you know, my minor league coaches, I give them a lot that I kind of credit to, just because, you know, the little things that they critique. But whenever, you know, things are really going bad, I call him, and, you know, he's watching every game, and, you know, he can, you know, and I know how you can relate. He sees stuff that I don't see, you know, that other hitting coaches don't see. He just, you know, he's seen me so much, he can point it out, and, you know, it helps a lot.
Austin Riley joining us. All right, and then there's the time that you spent working in the offseason. I know you worked with Albert Pujols this past offseason for a little bit of time. He is one of the all-time great hitters. What was that experience like?
It was incredible. I tell everybody he didn't hit one bad ball the 3 days I hit with him. Huh. Everything he hit was perfect, line drive, back of the middle, gap to gap. I mean, it was just incredible. And to talk to him and, you know, to kind of pick his brain about some stuff hitting-wise, you know, biggest thing he said to me is that I needed to stay on my legs a little bit more. You know, I could really tap into more of my power, and, you know, it's helped a lot. And, you know, he's a Hall of Famer, no doubt. It's been incredible to spend a couple of days with him.
So let me finally ask you, you've played 7 games in left field. You played a couple of games at third base, your natural position, and you're coming up to the majors and you're facing pitchers you haven't seen, playing a position you've only played a few times in your life. None of this seems to bother you at all. How do you explain that, and where does that focus come from?
You know, I think it's just, you know, every kid's dream is to play in the big leagues. And for me, it didn't matter where it was, if it was pitching or, you know, pitching, catching, outfield, left field, wherever. I just wanted to be there. And, you know, in order to stay there, you got to perform. And I think, you know, that's kind of that, you know, that mentality I have. You know, I got to perform. I got to play a decent position, you know, in order to stay here. And that's kind of the way I took it is, you know, it's, you know, I'm going to lose a spot if I don't perform. And, you know, it's been a lot more relaxing out there than, you know, in the infield, just because balls aren't hit as quick at you, I guess, as the hot corner. But it's been good.
It's been great. He's off to a great start. 5 home runs, 12 runs batted in since being called up and hitting .389. Austin Riley of the Braves. Austin, really nice to meet you. Great to have you on the show. Congrats on the quick start. Hope we can do it again soon.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
That was fun. Austin Riley, well done.